Welcome to the Confidence Lounge podcast, where we cover all things confidence in life and business. I'm your host, Elise Conroy, and I'm on a passionate mission to help thousands of women across the world feel more confident from the inside out. Because not on my watch am I ever going to watch another woman do insecure life and business again. So if you're ready to become your most confident self, mama, or businesswoman, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So grab your favorite beverage, get nice and comfy, and get ready to receive today's confidence injection. So I have a life update that I wanted to share with you and just pop on and tell you all my thoughts about because OMG, I turned 40. What? How did this happen? How have I been on this earth for 40 years? And it was so crazy. I was talking to my best friend on the eve of my birthday and she asked me a question and I never thought in a million years this would become a little bonus podcast episode, but it was such an insightful question that provoked so many things for me and allowed me to do such beautiful reflection that I just had to come on and share what had come up for me because I think that it's such an insightful moment. This is such a big chapter and I think turning 40 can be such a significant milestone for so many of us. And for me, it's been this beautiful time of just grounding and reflecting and using this moment as a checkpoint to really look at where I've been, where I'm going, where I've been at, all the places where I'm headed, right? And it's brought up so many emotions and excitement for new experiences and new opportunities and really being nostalgic about the past and just being introspective. So I had to share with you all the things because she asked me on the eve of my birthday, we were about to get off the phone with each other and she's like, so how are you feeling? And I'm like, about what? And she's like, turning 40, duh, it's your birthday tomorrow. And it is crazy because being a mom, just being so caught up in life, being a caretaker, there's so many bigger things that seem like a priority over my birthday. And I really had not put a lot of thought into it, even though this whole entire month of December has been all about celebrating my 40th birthday. So it was just funny because as the day approached, on the eve of the day, I hadn't even thought about it. And it didn't feel like my birthday was the next day. So when she asked me that, it kind of stunned me. And I paused and I got silent as I do. And I was really surprised by what had come up because what I told her was I felt so grounded. And it's so interesting because that was the last way that I expected to feel going into 40 because I'm going to be totally honest with you about where I was at a couple years ago when I was 37, 38. I was having, I feel like a little midlife crisis. I feel like my midlife crisis had come early. And it was so strange because I had done so many things in my life by the age of 37 and 38 years old. And I think about how if I look back at my life and I just reflect on my life as a whole, by the age of 34, every single dream that I had for my whole entire life had come true. And it was a very confusing place to be because professionally, I had reached every single milestone. I had gone to the top of the beauty industry as I wanted to do, what I dreamed about doing as a little girl. I didn't expect to reach all of that by the age of 34. And I think about in my now 40 years on this earth, I have done more than most people do in 40 lifetimes. I think about all the traveling that I've done. I've been to 33 countries. I've done the craziest things. I'm an adrenaline junkie. So I've jumped out of airplanes, I tobogganed down the Great Wall of China. And I think about all of these crazy creations that I made that have, you know, beauty products that have won Allure Best of Beauty Awards, that have been on the biggest celebrities in the world, that have been on the cover of Cosmopolitan magazine. Like there are so many things that I've done in my life that I almost look back and I'm like, did I really do that? Is that really my life? So every dream that I had for my whole entire life, it really was confusing when I got into 34 and I'm like, well, what's next? Usually I feel like people get a convertible that's yellow and figure out their life in their 50s or 60s. And here I am having this moment at 34. So I launched my business when I was 36 and I noticed myself doing something really interesting because when people would ask me how old I was, I would really hesitate or I would really go out of my way to make sure I hid my age. And it was something so weird because I've never been shy about telling people how old I am. But here's why this was happening. I created so much success in my previous life while I was working in the beauty industry. I felt so embarrassed that I had yet to do that in my own business. And I didn't want people to think, oh my God, she's 36 years old and she has yet to do this, this, and that. And look at me, I'm in my 20s over here because there's so many coaches who I talked to and who I connected with who are in their, you know, early 20s, mid 20s, and they've created so much success. And here I was starting over midway through my life. And, you know, it was a very challenging place to be because I'd only seen myself as successful. I had only seen myself as just so beyond capable and I'm starting from zero. And it was very weird because when I hid that, I just felt almost ashamed of being almost 40. I felt ashamed that I was midway through my 30s and starting over. And I look back at that now and I just send so much love to that past version of me because I lost sight of all of the things that made me remarkable. And I got caught in the trap of feeling like I needed to be somebody else to be successful in this new industry. And then on top of it, in the middle of all of these shifts that are happening, then I got pregnant. So my identity was now shifting as a woman into a mom. And it was just kind of a mind fuck. And I felt so lost in the monotony of life. I felt so lost professionally. I felt so lost personally. And I hid so much of that because I didn't want anybody to know that I was struggling. So now, being a couple years on the other side of it, now finding my footing as a mom, I really look at where I'm at now is starting this new chapter, this new decade of my life at 40 years old, feeling so grounded, so focused, so strong, confident as fuck, so wise, and just so certain in who I am and where I'm going. I make no apologies for that anymore. And I think when I first started my business, I just tried to do what I did in beauty and just got stuck in the people pleasing and the perfectionism and felt like I needed to fit this mold to be successful. And ew. And I realize so clearly now that the more that I am just myself, the more successful I am, the more I just magnetize people towards me. And it's interesting because when I was starting my business, those first 2 years, it was all about experimentation and just throwing spaghetti against the wall and hoping something had stuck and just playing and having so much fun and just showing people that I'm out there living my best life and creating invitations for them to do the same thing. And I created multiple six figures doing that. And then I did a coaching program where I thought I had to do it this person's way and follow this exact pattern. And I lost all of that magic. And then once again, became pregnant in the process of all of that and just lost so much momentum and so much magic. And this year, this past 365 days leading up to the point of turning 40 has really been a year of rebirth, just burning it all down and rebuilding everything and just coming home to myself. And it almost brings me to tears thinking about that because it has been such an emotional year for any of the mamas that are out there. You know how challenging those first few months of navigating those first, you know, few months of, or the first months of motherhood can be. And it is so hard in moments to just keep it together and to be there for yourself and figure out who you are in this next chapter. So now being almost a year on the other side of that, it is such a different headspace that I'm in because something that I lost having Micah was my give a fucks. I just really don't care anymore. I don't care about how I look. I don't care about what you think of me. I don't care about people that have thoughts about what I'm doing in this world because I knew who I am. I know the work that I'm doing in this world is remarkable. I know I have a purpose and I'm living it right now. I know I'm a remarkable mom and wife and friend and a remarkable coach. And just to be so grounded in my knowing is the most beautiful place to be because that knowing is filling me so full of love. Like my love cup is so full. And this magnetic energy that I have going into this chapter is where I'd hoped to be when I started my business. But once again, you have to go on the journey. You have to live and do the things to get to the point. And I almost think that the part of life that we forget about is three stages of going through things, right? So we have these three phases we have to navigate in every aspect of life. And we repeat this over and over and over millions of times through our life. So we have this point where we are going through something. And then as we start to go through something, now all of a sudden we're getting through something, meaning we're turning the page, we're figuring things out. And then there's a point where we got through it. And those three stages is what I did not make space for when I was, you know, 37, 38, starting this new chapter. I just wanted to have all the answers. I wanted to be at the finish line of success already. I wanted to have this all figured out. I couldn't do that. I had to go live my life. And it's so surreal because looking back now, it's almost like this is a live journal in a weird way because I look back now and I kept feeling this stall where I'm like, no, I feel like I'm not there yet. I feel like I can't share these certain things because I'm still living it. And I feel like I haven't figured that part out yet. And that was all true because I was figuring it out. I was learning it, but I was giving myself no grace or compassion for those first couple of years as I navigated that process. I was so not okay being a beginner again. I was using that against myself. I was shaming myself for that. And once again, sending so much love to that past self because that is a mistake I will never make again. It is okay to be a beginner. It is okay to start over. It is okay not to have all the answers. And I see that all so clearly now. So this entire past year has been rebirthing me, rebirthing myself into, you know, who I'm going to be as a leader for you in this community, as the host of this podcast, as a coach, as a mom, as a wife, as a friend, all the things, right? So this has really been a year of just rebirthing, rebuilding. And I am entering my 40s feeling So fun. And 40 is like 40 and fabulous has really been my motto. And it sounds so silly, but I really just feel fabulous as fuck. Like I can't sugarcoat that. I can't hide it. I can't minimize it. It is just exuding out of me. All of my friends and family are like, oh my God, Elise, what has gone into you? Like this energy coming out of you is just electric. It is so fun. It just, I want to be around you right now. And I feel just that pull towards me because I do feel fabulous and I make no apologies for that. It is an amazing place to be. So entering this chapter, it really feels like this is going to be the best decade of my life because I've healed so much shit that was holding me back. Perfectionism, bye. I don't care anymore. And just being in that place of not giving a fuck and not allowing anybody else's opinion or anybody else's thoughts about what I'm doing influence me. It is a very, very powerful place to be. And I kept asking myself this question of why can't I be my absolute best at 40? And I remember that question coming up when I had turned 39 because I'm like, okay, I'm getting through all of this old stuff. I'm not hiding any of this anymore. And why can't I be, right? Like for me, the way that I look at life now is my best years are in front of me, not behind me. And I truly believe that you can be your best self at any age. I don't subscribe to the idea of peaking. Because I hear a lot of people say, "Oh, I was my best in high school," or "Oh, my high school or my glory years." No, I don't believe that you age out. I don't believe that you peak. I believe that you get to decide every single day that you are remarkable as you are right now. You can decide right now, this is the best chapter of my life because I decided today that it was, right? And that is literally the energy that I'm in. So going into 40, I literally had one goal. That was it, just one goal, one personal goal. Like I had a bunch of professional goals, but going into 40, just for me as a person, I had one goal. And that was to get my strength back in my body after having Micah because I noticed my body felt so different. And when I got pregnant, I was in the best physical health of my life. And I had never gone into thinking, you know, that I could look my best at almost 40. So that in itself was a mind fuck because I really thought, okay, you know, once I'm, you know, at this point of my life, like I'm never going to have like firm abs. I'm never going to have, you know, muscles when I flex my arms. Like that to me was just something that was not available to me. And then all of a sudden, as I started making my physical health my priority and really getting that strength in my body, I looked in the mirror and I'm like, holy crap, I'm about to turn 40 and I look the best I've ever looked in my life. This is so cool, right? So when I had Micah, obviously my body completely changed. And I went into pregnancy and I really, if you have this outlook, I want to challenge this because I see so clearly now this was not doing myself any favors. I really had subscribed to the idea that my body was going to go through the hardest process of its life, right? And it did. And I really thought I was never going to come back from it. I never thought that I would look as good as I did physically. I never thought I would have that strength in my body. I thought I was going to have stretch marks all over my body. I thought that, you know, I really had this idea that I was just going to be this squish that could never look or feel good again. And that, you know, say goodbye to that bikini body now because that's just never going to be, happen for me again. Okay, I call such BS on this way of thinking about myself because that is 100% not the case. So I committed to getting to a point when I had gotten out of survival mode, I was like, all right, I'm ready to put the emphasis back on getting the strength back into my muscles. I started hiking again. I started dancing again. I started doing my workouts again. I got back to the gym because being in strong physical shape is very important for me. I'm watching both of my parents struggle with their health, and I don't want that to be my future. I want to do whatever I can now at this point in my life to protect my future because I want to take beautiful, luxurious care of this body. My body is my temple. I look at my body as, you know, doing so much work to keep me alive in this moment. So why would I not treat this beautiful body like a queen? So I really have been working so hard on my physical body. And it is surreal because I have my strength back. And going into 40, that was my number one goal. And I'm standing up so tall, so strong. I'm walking up mountains again. I'm doing my, you know, workouts and on that treadmill and on the elliptical feeling so strong and looking at this as, oh my God, it feels so good when I'm out of breath because I like challenging myself physically now. As to where before I'm like, oh my God, I'm out of breath. I must surely be dying. I've changed my relationship with hard when it comes to working out physically and pushing myself physically. And I wanted to get to that place to push myself physically again. And the beautiful part is, I didn't rush it. I did not tell myself I have to be at this weight by a certain time. I did not say I have to be back to the gym by this certain date. I just trusted my body would let me know when it was ready, and it did. And so I honored that. I did not rush this part of the process. I did not say that I had to be in a bikini by summertime. No, I just let my body be what it was going to be. I learned how to love it in this new form because there's no denying becoming a mom changes things. You've carried human life. My body and my organs, it does not look the same as it used to. And that is okay, right? Like my organs are literally in different places than it used to be. It is surreal what my body had to go through to carry this beautiful human and then come back and heal on the other side of that. So I didn't want to rush that part. I didn't want to rush back into that. So I'm so glad that I really let go of that belief that I thought I could never look good again. I thought that that strength was never going to be back in my body, because my body is beautiful. It's different now, but it is beautiful. And it is so surreal because I'm sitting here a couple of days after turning 40 and I'm 1 pound away from my pre-baby weight. And that just blows my mind. I'm so fucking proud of myself. And you can do the same thing too. Regardless of if you've had a baby or not, you can get yourself into a physical condition. Don't subscribe to any excuses or lies saying I can't. You 100% can, because if I can do it after living a life of diet culture and thinking I needed to push myself and kill myself in boot camps and working out and having to do it everyone else's way, no. Now I do 10 minutes a day. That is my bare minimum. And I just live an active lifestyle, right? So I love that I didn't have to pressure myself into this. I love that I'm literally 1 pound away going into this beautiful trip coming up. And that is my non-negotiable goal to myself. I'm losing that last damn pound before I go to the Dominican Republic. We leave in, what is the date? So we leave in a week from tomorrow, and I will lose that last damn pound no matter what, because I'm treating myself so good. I'm eating so clean and it feels delicious. And once again, if I can do this during the highest eating season of the year between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I can stay committed to this plan and I can stay committed to this vision, you can too. I'm going to be teaching you all how to do this in my upcoming workshop that's happening on December 30th. I'm going to talk to you a lot about how I made this goal my reality, because I have a way of seeing and connecting with a goal that makes it inevitable by the way I think about it and by the way I really craft my mindset to think about goals. So I want to teach you this process. You can join us. I'll put a link in the show notes so you can get your tickets. They're $39. It's going to be an hour and a half long workshop. It's going to be so fun, because I don't subscribe to impossible goals anymore. I used to think that was so fun, to think of shooting for the impossible, but now I just think about that as a mindset that limits me. So why would I ever introduce impossible into looking at goals? I just don't. I can't. No, I make them inevitable and then I go get them. So you can come join us and I will teach you how to learn that exact process. It will literally change the rest of your life when it comes to how you approach goals. So come join us. You will have so much fun learning how to do that. So, okay. So now that I've talked to you about my number one goal going into 40, how I achieved it, and now we're going to take that to the next level, and I'm going to hit my pre-baby weight. Do you hear how I'm talking about this? I will hit this. I am going to hit this. I can hit this. I'm only introducing possibility into this goal, not impossibility, because I'm going to do the damn thing, right? Okay, so let me talk to you about two other things going into 40, because I want to tell you about how I'm celebrating. I've talked a little bit about this on the podcast, but I want to even get more detailed about this, because to me, celebration is the key to living a beautiful life. I think that every single one of us deserves to be celebrated. I don't care how big or small, right? So I focused on, and this is something I teach with all my clients too, I focus on two aspects of celebration. Micro celebrations, which means, yay, I celebrated today because I drank 8 cups of water, because I got out of bed, because I went on a walk around the block. It doesn't matter how little or how big it is, right? Like I celebrate every little moment, because those celebrations fuel me with so much joy, so much confidence, so much love that I just keep going. That is, once again, another part of making your goals inevitable. And I also do massive celebrations. So of course we want to celebrate the big moments, but I think for so many of us, we only celebrate the big moments. We forget about the little things. And dude, the secret sauce is in the micro moments and the massive moments. We need to celebrate both. So I want you to just think about, because this is why I took a whole month of celebrating 40. I have literally put 40 micro celebrations together on the calendar to celebrate everything I have achieved in my life. It is so valuable, because once again, this is that fire energy that you're feeling for me. It's because I'm doing the celebration work for myself. So I'm also doing the massive celebrations because I want to blow it out, right? Like, why not celebrate myself for a month? Who says I can't? I said I can, so I'm going to, right? So I think for so many of us, we feel like, oh, that's not worthy of being celebrated, or oh, I'll wait to celebrate until everything's perfect, or oh, well, I failed here, so I don't deserve to celebrate that. No, you deserve to celebrate every aspect of your life. So use me as your inspiration, because I've done 40 micro celebrations, everything from, pedicures with friends, meditations, having beautiful, luxurious baths, just having dance parties with my son, making beautiful meals, going out to dinner. Like I literally wrote down every single thing. I'm going to post this on social media at some point, because it can be the smallest of the small, right? Like buying myself a candle, like just having, a moment where I go do my makeup because it makes me feel like a beautiful queen, right? And then for the four massive celebrations, we did the wine trip that I've told you all about. We did our glamping trip at the beach. I gifted myself a luxury spa day that just felt so delicious. And oh my God, I needed that so bad. And then we are finishing it with the bash that we leave for next week at the luxury resort in the Dominican Republic. I just went shopping. I bought myself the most beautiful hot pink dresses in my brand colors, because that color pink that you all see on my Instagram makes me feel so fucking fabulous. So you better believe that all of my wardrobe is going to be in that color, because what are we doing in 40? We're being fabulous, right? Okay, so I want to tell you one other thing now that we've covered celebration, because going into my birthday, this celebration that I've been having, you all have been feeling it for me. You all have been hearing me talk about it. I felt so incredible. So there was the most powerful energy going into my 40th birthday. Everything just felt amazing leading up to this. I had a huge party that my friends had surprised me with it at a place in Hollywood. I just felt so good. So I had, you know, this vision of what my 40th birthday was going to look like. And as I've talked to you all so many times about, life is 50-50, and life always hits you with a curveball when you least expect it, and especially when you least want it. And guess what happened? I got into a massive conflict with somebody who I love so much on my 40th birthday, and it was the last thing that I ever saw coming. It just came out of nowhere. It was like, oh, really? This is happening. Okay. And it was really a shock to me, because I did not expect to have a blowout with somebody that I loved on my birthday. And I want to share this with you because, once again, my best friend, being the wise person that she is, she always gives me so many beautiful opportunities to come and share amazing things with you. I called her and I shared with her what was going on. And I told her, I was like, I wanted to do a live on Instagram telling everybody that I turned 40 and I felt so fabulous about it. And now I can't because I feel fake and it would just be so terrible to do that. And she's like, so you go on and you tell them how you're going to turn it around. You go on and you be authentic about what happened and you share them the truth and you show them your process about how you can turn a shit situation into the most amazing night of your life, because that's what you do. You don't let these moments get you down, and you use everything as a teachable moment to share with your people. And that is why you are so remarkable at what you do. So you're going to go onto your podcast and you're going to go on and you're going to do an Instagram live and you're going to tell everybody about what happened and you're going to tell them how you turned it around, because you're a badass and you do not let things get you down. And I was like, damn, this is why I have the most amazing friends in the world, because I have hand selected my elevation squad. This is also something that I teach all the women that I work with inside the CAN program. I teach about the value of having an elevation squad, because how I define an elevation squad is a group of women that you have surrounding you that lift you up in the hard moments. They remind you of your strength. They remind you of why you are remarkable. They remind you of how you can do hard things and how you're going to turn it around. And they show you your greatness in those moments where you can't see it. And my God, I have the most amazing elevation squad around me. Like, it's literally bringing me to tears right now, but I've picked these women in my life for a reason. And it is crazy, because so much of what I struggled with this past year was trying to do everything on my own. And I teach women not to do this. It's so crazy how sometimes we need a dose of our own medicine, right? So in this moment, this was too heavy for me to carry. This was so hard. This was so unexpected. And I knew that I needed to lean into my elevation squad hard. So I rang them. I FaceTimed them, I voice noted them, and there were 8 women who showed up so hard for me on my birthday. And this was the first time in a year that I really, really, really asked for help. And oh my God, it felt so good to receive it. It felt so good to have people show up for me in those moments when I needed them the most and just allow myself to receive the help, right? Like, I'm so guilty of always being the strong one and not showing people my weak side and those weak moments where it's tender and vulnerable. And I really, in that moment, knew I needed help, and I let the walls down. I literally left one of my friends a 6-minute voice note because I knew she would know exactly what to do with the information that I gave her. And every single person had some sort of medicine to offer me in their own unique way. And that's the beautiful part about having a diverse friend circle as well and a diverse elevation squad, is every single person can offer you a different perspective. Every single person can offer you a different gold nugget. And oh my God, came just conquered, right? Like, they literally showed up for me so hard. And it was funny because I think, you know, like what my best friend said, she's like, okay, well, you can use this as a teachable moment and you can show people how to bring yourself back, or you can just let this ruin your whole day. What do you want to do? And I'm like, oh man, like, she's showing me. So I'm going to share with you what I did, because I want you to understand that life is 50-50. And sometimes those 50-50 moments happen on the same day, but you don't need to let 1 minute or 1 hour of a bad moment ruin the rest of the 23 hours of your day, right? We all have a decision that we can make when hard moments happen. We can stay in it or we can work through it and overcome it. So here is how I overcame a really hard morning on my birthday and really did not indulge in the temptation to tell myself the story of, oh, well, now my day is ruined and it should have been perfect. And this person is terrible because they shit on my 40th birthday, right? Like, I just didn't subscribe to any of that. So I started off by looking at, okay, I have the option to let this shitty moment sink my day, or I'm going to turn it around and thrive. So I chose to thrive. So the first thing I did is I cried. I let myself cry. And honestly, I cried for about 2 hours. And there was a part of me that wanted to say, oh, you spent 2 hours of your birthday crying. Who cares? Because that helped me to turn the energy and shift things. So once I allowed myself to fully go through the emotion and fully process it, and I could see the thoughts that were bringing up that emotion, and I chose to let them be there. I didn't resist them. I didn't avoid thinking them. I just let them be there. I let the tears keep coming because to me, tears are medicine. So I let them keep coming and I worked through that completely. And then on the other side of allowing those tears to come, I sat there and I went into breathing exercises to help regulate my nervous system. So I'm a big believer that breath work will help move energy through your body. So if you want to release, lean into breath work. This is why I made a huge portion of my stress melting toolkit all about breath work, because breath work for me, it is such a beautiful release that just really helps me move through things in real time, especially stress, anxiety, and pain. So if you need that as a resource, go to soulmakeup.com. You can literally tap and get your free stress melting toolkit, and you can start doing the same breathing exercises that really helped me through this moment, because this was powerful. And it just showed me I'm in charge of my reality and I don't have to stay here, right? I don't like how I feel right now, so I'm going to change that. So after I finished my breath work, I sink into compassion and empathy for the other person. And I released myself of being responsible for this situation and how this person felt, because what happened on my birthday had nothing to do with me and everything to do with them. So the reality is, hurt people hurt people. And a lot of times when you're in your pain body, you don't realize that it's someone's birthday. You don't care because you're hurting. So you're just like, oh, I just want to like displace this pain, and we throw it up on other people. And that's what this person did to me. So it had nothing to do with me. So I just released myself of responsibility and I was like, cool. Okay, I wasn't responsible for this moment. That moment had nothing to do with me, everything to do with them. So now I'm going to move on, right? I'm not going to let one bad hour ruin the rest of the 23 hours of my day. And I think for so many of us, that's where we get stuck in life, right? So somebody cuts you off on the freeway, you have a bad meeting, you have a fight with your partner, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, my day is ruined, my week is ruined, my month is ruined because of one moment. So it doesn't have to be like that, right? So for me, life is my biggest teacher. Just as my best friend reminded me of in that moment, I had the power. So I shifted the energy. So I did those three things to start. And then it was time to go to my Hollywood soiree, right? So I'm like, all right, I want to feel beautiful. I want to already like get the party vibe going. So I went into my bathroom. I put on my favorite playlist, which is like my pump up my energy playlist. I got all of my favorite glam out. I wanted to look like a Christmas ornament. I literally put red glitter all over my face. I felt freaking gorgeous. I put my gorgeous outfit on and I hear the door open and I literally peek downstairs and there's one of my best friends standing there with the most beautiful bouquet of balloons, huge, huge, huge balloons. She's got a cake. They're already celebrating me. And I just started bawling crying because I'm like, oh my God, you guys have no idea like how much I needed you right now. And so I was able to shift the energy before I even saw them. So I got in the car. They had no idea what had happened, right? They're just there to celebrate me and take me to my party so we can all have a good time. And I got in the car and I was like, do I want to share this with them? I'm like, yes, I do. Because for me, that's healing. For me, I heal through being honest, through community, through sharing about what's really going on. So I shared with them what was happening. And then we went and got dinner, and then we got all sorts of, you know, just hyped up because we were so excited for this party. And then we just danced and laughed the night away, and I just welcomed in all the celebration. So I felt so celebrated. I felt so loved. It was the most fabulous party. If you guys saw my Instagram, you saw what I was talking about, literally surrounded in thousands of twinkle lights. Oh God, I can't even tell you. Just, yes, it was amazing. So life was 50-50 on my birthday, happened in the same day, and I chose to move on with it. I chose to move on with my day and continue living my best life. I chose to keep responsibility where it belongs and let other people deal with the feelings that they created, because truly that had nothing to do with me. So I wanted to share this with you as a teachable moment, once again, inspired by my best friend. This whole episode inspired by my best friend. She's incredible. I just love her so much. And I wanted to share this with you all because 40 doesn't have to feel like the most tragic chapter of life. Your best days are not behind you. You have not peaked. You do not need to tell yourself a story that is painful about how old you are. You get to decide, you know, how old you are, how old you feel, how old you act. For me, I'm forever going to be a big kid. I'm forever going to have this zest for life and just keep living until I have no breath left in my body. And that is the most beautiful outlook that just inspires me and fuels me because I love life so much. I truly do. I love to wake up every single morning and live it. And even on my bad days, I still turn it around because life is too precious to spend it feeling miserable and feeling down. And I just wanted to have this conversation to uplift you and show you what is possible and share a perspective with you. If you are going into 40 or if you're going into any sort of moment that just feels ugly and feels hard and you're like, oh, I don't want to do it, try my perspective, see how it feels. And I want to thank every single one of you. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you that reached out to me on my birthday. I had messages and comments and just the gifts showing up to my house. Like literally, you all are the best. And I love you so much. Like your love that you shared for me, especially when that hard moment was happening, I just sank into love and I was reading the comments and I was reading your messages and I was reading everything. And those were what helped me get through that moment. And I cannot tell you how much it means to me that you took a second out of your day to send me some love and drop me a note or send me a gift or just anything. Just you all, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for supporting me. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for loving me along the way. Thank you for allowing me to be vulnerable. I'm so grateful for you. So cheers to the best chapter yet. It just keeps getting better. Like my life just keeps getting better and it feels like I'm just getting started. What a beautiful outlook to have, being 40 years old, living 40 years on this earth, and it feels like I'm just getting started. Woo! Let's go. Oh, hey, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If this helps you, I would love for you to share the gift of confidence with a friend because this is how we all grow. So share this with your girls, a coworker, a fellow mama, or your fam on social media because we all need support in our confidence journey. So sharing can help us heal, feel better, and take steps to grow now. Also, I'd love if you would drop your rating in. Ratings and reviews help me so much more than you realize. And if you found yourself listening today and thinking, I need professional support, I would love to invite you to join the CAN program where I will teach you how to take confident action now. If increased confidence is what you want, this is multiple months of dedicated you time where we will do the deep work on you to create your most confident self, both personally and professionally. Because once you know how to generate the feeling of confidence from the inside out, the possibilities become endless and your results become inevitable. This is the most valuable investment you will ever for making yourself, and I cannot wait to see who you become on the other side of doing this work on you. So visit me at soulmakeup.com to learn more or come be my bestie on Instagram. You can find me at your soul makeup. See you next time.